This entails a limitation of computers. Diagonal arguments are used in systems with self-reference to find some limitation of the system. We describe a simple categorical theorem that models all these different examples of self-reference. Many results of theoretical computer science are shown to be instances of this theorem. Formal language theory deals with the interplay between machines and languages. The more complicated a machine, the more complicated is the language it understands. With categories, we actually describe a functor from a category of machines to a category of languages. Machines that are weaker than Turing machines and their associated languages are explored. Modern cryptography is about using computers to encrypt messages. While it should be computationally easy to encode these messages, only the intended receiver of the message should be able to decode with ease. Categorically, we will use some of the ideas we learned in complexity theory to discuss a subcategory of computable functions containing easily computable functions. In contradistinction, some other computable functions can be thought of as hard. A good cryptographic protocol is when the encoding and decoding are easy to compute and where the decoder is hard to find. The power of category theory will become apparent when we make a simple categorical definition and show that most modern cryptographic protocols can be seen an instance of this definition. Kolmogorov complexity theory is concerned with the complexity of strings. We use Turing machines to classify how complicated strings of characters are. The section also has a discussion of the notion of randomness. Algorithms are at the core of computer science. From a broad perspective, algorithms are on the thin line between the syntax and semantics of computable functions. The functor from syntax to semantics factors as